While many college students are away on vacation, the Razorback gymnastics team has been hard at work in Fayetteville preparing to compete in and host an NCAA regional championship next week. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spent some time with the team earlier this week and has this report.
Last weekend, the Razorback gymnastics team traveled to Birmingham, Alabama to compete in the Southeastern Conference Championship. The team finished seventh before heading back to Fayetteville. Tuesday afternoon, the team met for the second time that day to practice at the Huntley Gymnastics Training Facility, which is located inside the Bev Lewis Center for Women's Athletics on the University of Arkansas campus. Co-head coach Mark Cook gave instructions to a couple of the young athletes preparing to work on the high bars.
So you guys know if I feel a handstand is really insufficient, we will stop, that pass will not count, and we'll start our six in a row to the next person up. You need high bar. Handstands.
While a handful of girls took turns swinging around the bars, their teammates switched the height of the bars in between sets to compensate for the athletes' height differences and yelled words of encouragement. While the young athletes looked serious about training for the upcoming NCAA Regional Championship, they still managed to have some fun by blasting pop songs over their speakers and practicing a gymnastics version of the Arkansas Fight song. In 2001, Mark Cook, along with the Razorbacks co-head coach Renee List, came to Arkansas from Stanford to build a gymnastics program from the ground up. Arkansas's first team, an all-freshman lineup in 2003, finished its inaugural season ranked 41st in the nation. During the past decade, the team has earned two NCAA regional titles and made seven appearances at the NCAA championships. Co-head coach Renee List says while building a program from scratch hasn't been easy, it has been a worthwhile endeavor.
Well, it's a lot of work. It's quite adventurous, but it's absolutely completely rewarding to know that everything that's transpired is because of your vision, your hard work, obviously the personnel, you know, you've brought in to help you achieve the goals. It's just obviously a lot of pride to know how much you've, you know, been able to affect the institution, the community, the sport, young people's lives, you know, that get to come here and go to school and graduate and move on and have families and be successful in the world. So it's an absolutely unbelievable experience.
One of those young athletes List has worked with during the past 4 years is Catherine Grable. The senior from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, says one of the factors in her decision to come to the University of Arkansas was the program's unbelievable facility. According to the university, at nearly 15,000 square feet, the training facility is one of the largest in the nation. Located on the first floor of the Bev Lewis Center, it includes three vault runways, a foam pit, three bar workstations, five beam stations, and a full-size 40-foot by 40-foot floor exercise area. The training area is also equipped with a couple of cameras and televisions where the gymnasts can watch their performances. Grable says her mom didn't know what to do with her as a child because she was constantly running around. When she was about 2 years old, Grable's mom enrolled her in gymnastics. Grable says while she participated in other sports, gymnastics was the sport that stuck.
I did dance for a while, and I did soccer till I was in middle school. And I think it was just gymnastics just came easier to me, and I just really loved, everything about it. The competition and, you know, learning new skills, because there's just so many things that you can learn in gymnastics, and I think in other sports there's usually just like kind of like there's like a set of things that you learn to be successful in other sports, and in gymnastics you can learn a million different things and it never stops.
Grable says growing up there were several competitive clubs in Wisconsin and the surrounding states, so she had a lot of opportunities. Grable says she was lucky that the gym she trained in was only about 5 minutes from her house. She had the same coaches from the time she started gymnastics until she graduated high school and moved to Arkansas. Those coaches have recently retired, but they came and watched Grable during a meet in Nebraska this season, which she says was an unbelievable experience. During meets, athletes can participate in four different areas of competition: floor exercise, vault, balance beam, and high bars. Grable is one of two girls on the 14-member squad who competes in all four disciplines.
I mean, I've competed all around. Like in club, you're supposed to, or you compete all around. That's just, you do all four events. And so I'm really used to doing that. And I try to, every day, if I'm, struggling on something, I try to make all my events just as strong as the others. And I don't think I would, I definitely wouldn't prefer to not compete all around, because that's what I've been doing for so long, and it's just kind of natural for me to do all four events.
Grable will graduate in May and hopes to one day coach college gymnastics. As the semester progresses, her time as a Razorback is drawing to a close, but it's been a pretty successful career. Early in the season, Grable was featured as the number one overall gymnast in the country. The senior All-American broke the program record in the all-around competition at the SEC Championship last week and has been named SEC Gymnast of the Year.
I mean, it's been really fun the past 4 years. It definitely went way faster than I wanted it to, but I accomplished so many things that I don't even think I would have thought were possible as a freshman. So looking back on it, I'm definitely more than happy to be a part of all the success that's happened.
Because these athletes are also students, they have to balance training with academics. Co-head coach Renee List says these girls have busy schedules. During the long preseason, they train 5 days a week. Once they're in season, List says they train much less, but it's a much busier time for the athletes.
Things go quick. We're in, we're out of town, we're, you know, having a meet, we're recovering. It's a different flow once season starts. So it's a little bit more fluid once we start season. But pretty much I would say in season, we're doing something for gymnastics almost every single day. There's really no downtime because you're just focused on the next challenge. So it is a full-time commitment. Obviously, athletically, academically, they do a lot of stuff in the community, which takes up a lot of their time. They're fortunate. They have a lot of support services to help them with academics, but that also is a lot of time commitment with tutoring and study hall and those types of things. So they have fun, but they definitely have a full bracket of stuff they have to do every day.
Right now, the team is focusing on hosting the NCAA Fayetteville Regional next Saturday. There are six regionals overall, and teams must place in the top two spots at a regional competition if they want to advance to nationals.
You know, we've done well this year. We are a strong team. I'm not really sure we've reached our potential to where we can, and that's what our goal is for regionals, is just tapping out all of our potential, focusing on these next 2 weeks, just really honing in everything and putting everything into what we're doing to really come out and come into Barn Hill and just rock it. And so far, you know, the mindset's been great. The intensity's been great. I know everyone has a lot of desire and passion and just really excited about being home for regionals and hosting such a great event on our campus.
The meet is slated to start at 4 p.m. April 5th at Barn Hill Arena. More information is available at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.